Episode 2376, Performance Canceled.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Are you ready to kick off your week to a beautiful start? It is Mindset Monday. It is time to really think about where you're headed this week. Can you believe it? We're almost in mid-July. Take a deep breath. It's okay. Have no fear, because you know what? You are here. We're going to talk about some leadership things today. We're going to talk about how you can give yourself a break because the performance is canceled. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you aren't even at the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, deception can lead your everyday, especially if it's built around how you perform. Who are you matters. Do not let your performance dictate your life. Performance canceled. Now, this is very serious. We've heard performances canceled many times over since the last 16 to 18 months, but now things are changing. And I want you to think about performance in your life a little differently. Is the acceptance of who you are built around how you perform? For many days in my life, I perceived people accepting me and how I thought they were accepting of me was through my performance, how I showed up in giving them what they wanted. Have you ever lived your life like that? Thinking that you know what people want from you and so you work every day to give them that? Now, I'm not talking about your responsibilities. I'm not talking about, let's say, if you're an accountant, you deal with numbers, you've got to be accurate, you've got to understand certain calculations, certain formulas. Okay, that's not what we're talking about here. It's not about responsibilities and knowing and being able to do your job. It's about trying to be someone you're not. That's performing. I went to the movies this weekend. I am not a movie buff. But I enjoy going because my family enjoys the movies. Now, the movie I watched, I won't give you details on it. It was Black Widow. Great movie. But guess what? If you asked me about it, I could give you a little bit of information. But honestly, I enjoyed it in the moment and then it's gone. Because movies just don't mean something to me personally. They don't define who I am. However, as I'm sitting there watching the movie, and my kids, oh my goodness, it's such interesting conversations. But my kids will sit there and say, oh, I think she was a great actress. Or, oh, he did awesome in this part right here. And we'll have this in-depth conversation. In reality, I'm like, well, you're not signing their paycheck. So does it really matter? Did you just enjoy the storyline? Did you have fun? Did it allow you to escape for a moment? You see, that's my brain working, not their brain working. So you see how already we're looking at different levels and how we see things differently. But to say all that, when you go to the movies, you're watching someone do what? Perform. They're being someone they are not. We don't have superheroes. Black Widow's not going to show up at my doorstep and take care of things. Sometimes maybe I wish she would, but that's not real life. That's performance. Are you showing up trying to give everybody what they want? Are you trying to create someone that you're not? What I have found was that performance connected my desired outcome to perfection. I wanted it one way, and the only way I wanted it was perfect. Now, I wasn't always performing unless I was headed for perfection. Right? Perfection and performance go hand in hand, yet you don't need to get trapped in the performance. So if the performance is canceled, how do you live an authentic life honoring who you are becoming? You got to live with a heart of unconditional compassion. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Live with a heart of unconditional compassion. And that's for yourself. I'm not talking about giving to others today. I'm talking about turning the table on you. If we always try to prove ourselves, then essentially we are saying that what we do is more important than who we are, that our value is equal to our performance. But that is not true. Does the value of the actress who played Black Widow, is her value in her performance? Only when it comes to her bank account. Otherwise, who she is as a partner to her spouse, who she is as a mom, if she is a mom. You can tell how I follow these people really closely, right? Yeah, because I really don't. But if you have all that knowledge, great. Then you can work with me here on this little part, knowing that just because she's great at what she does in her job doesn't equate to who she is. Does that make sense? But unfortunately, we don't see that there's a difference. I'm not talking about your responsibilities. I'm not talking about, okay, you're going to be graded on if you know this particular formula so you can figure out this stuff as a software engineer. That's not what I'm talking about. Who are you as a person? Your value is not equal to your performance. So that's why you have to live with a heart of unconditional compassion. What does that look like in our real life? Number one, love. Love who you are becoming, not who you are performing to be. That's why the performance is canceled. Your self-worth is not dependent on what you do. You are you because there is only one of you. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. You do not need to prove yourself in order to be accepted. But unfortunately, we do that every day, don't we? Are you doing it already today? Maybe you're trying to show up as that perfect friend, that perfect wife, the perfect mom. Cut the performance already. Perfection is not going to happen here on this side. So don't get stuck in it. You're deceiving yourself. I know because I used to live in a world of perfection. And it's detrimental to your emotional well-being, your physical well-being, your psychological well-being. It affects you as a whole person. So you've got to be willing to live with a heart of unconditional compassion for yourself. So love who you are becoming, not who you are performing to be. Number two, stand. Stand in your own presence, knowing that you matter. This is where you are confident in your reflection. Change takes time. You're not always going to get it right, no matter how hard you try. So know that the person you see is rising to become her best selfie every day. Change does not happen overnight. Now, there are tools and strategies you can apply to your life so it becomes easier. How you react to things, instead of reacting, you can respond. You can figure out triggers in your life. You can understand what you need to do regarding your personality and how you see things and how you can lead people one way, how you can lead your family that you are called to lead. All of us are called to lead. But in order to do all of that, you have to stand in your own presence knowing that you matter. You can't lead if you don't know that. And when I say you're standing in your own presence knowing that you matter, that doesn't mean you're perfect. Did you hear me say that? No, you're not perfect. And that's okay. Because on this side, you'll never be perfect. On the other side, you will be. But it's not time yet to visit. It's not time to go home there. Right now, it's where you are here. Love, stand, and finally, number three, take aim. You have to be willing to put into action, which continues to motivate and inspire you to be who God created you to become. Without consistency in your everyday, all you have is a chance for impact. However, when consistency is present, there your impact will grow. And as you know, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. See, miles of greatness comes from unconditional compassion for yourself first. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. You cannot go out and lead if you cannot lead yourself. You got to know who you see in the mirror. So what are your emotions today? Where are your emotions today? Are you running the race to prove yourself? Are you trying to act like you've got it all put together? It's exhausting, isn't it? You're tired. You're worn and torn. You're tired of getting up acting like you've got it all put together. The perfect wife, the perfect mom, the perfect business owner, the perfect neighbor, the perfect believer. What about just saying, you know what? I don't have all the answers. I'm doing the best that I know how. Believe it or not, people want to know you. They don't want to have to go to the movies and see you on the big screen. They want to be in your presence, knowing that who they speak to is exactly who you are, whether you're on the big screen or not. So what is it for you today? What's kind of tearing at your gut? I know something's there. What is it that you need to be willing to let go of? What is it that you need to allow yourself to say, you know what? That's a race not worth running anymore. I got to let it go. I don't need to prove myself there anymore. I got to let God lead and I'm going to follow. He's got the race. He's got the baton I'm after. I want to go that way. And no, I know I'm not going to get it right. I'm going to fall down many times. But it's all right. I'm going to learn. I'm going to fail fast so I can get back up and learn more. And then when success comes, I'm going to celebrate because it's going to be a gift, not a curse. You see, unfortunately, in life, we live our lives that success is more of a curse than it is a gift. That's because we literally almost kill ourselves to get to where we really want to go. But you don't have to live that life. Have that heart of unconditional compassion for yourself. Start it today. Look in the mirror and be okay with where you are right now. That doesn't mean you're going to settle and you're going to stop. You're going to come back tomorrow. You're going to say, what can I do now? What can I do to lead? Do you think I get everything right? No. Do you think I have a perfect marriage? No. Do you think I have perfect children? Definitely not. Do you think I'm a perfect mom? Of course. No, I'm not a perfect mom. So don't make sure you're listening. I'm not perfect. But perfection held me hostage for decades. And that perfection was connected to my performance, which then I connected it to my self-worth. They're not all equal. Are they all important at different times? Yes. But my performance does not equate to my self-worth. I'm already loved, and so are you. You are loved. So stop running the race to prove yourself. Get ready. Performance canceled. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.